COMNAV Air 4 Instruction 3500.20 Delta Aircraft Carrier Training and Readiness Manual. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3 Training Cycle 1. What was designed to provide Navy component commanders, numbered fleet commanders, and type commanders with guidance to successfully execute fleet training? Optimized Fleet Response Plan, Oscar Foxtrot, Romeo Papa. 2. The NMET conditions and standards required to be achieved for each training event are specified in what? Training and Assessment Cards, TACs. 3. How many phases does a notional continental U.S.-based OFRP for CSG and CVN consist of? 4. What ensures naval capabilities are aligned with mission-essential tasks and potential operational tasking? Optimized Fleet Response Plan, Oscar Foxtrot, Romeo Papa. 5. During which phase of the OFRP will units focus on ensuring they are manned with personnel with the appropriate qualifications and minimum required schools? Maintenance. 6. What must the ship ensure is properly constituted and trained during the maintenance phase to respond to emergencies and the interfaces with shore authorities and emergency services are fully understood and practiced? Inport Emergency Team, India Echo Tango. 7. What is the maintenance phase followed by? Unit Level Training, Uniform Lima Tango. 8. Successful completion of which OFRP phase ensures units are proficient in all required NMETL capabilities, meet TICOM certification criteria, and are ready for more complex integrated training events. Basic. 9. What is a two-part event intended to help the ship meet unit-level training objectives? Command Assessment of Readiness and Training, Charlie Alpha Romeo Tango. 10. How many days is the nominal period between the end of CART and the beginning of TSTA when the ship's training team will build the experience of watch standards and certain basic phase performance assessments are conducted? 30 to 90. 11. What has specific training events designed to incrementally enhance the ship's operating proficiency and gradually integrate the air wing? Tailored ship's training availability, Tango Sierra, Tango Alpha. 12. During which period shall the ship demonstrate readiness to proceed to the integrated phase? Final evaluation period, Foxtrot Echo Papa. 13. Which phase of training is intended to combine individual unit warfare skill sets into a single cohesive strike group capable of operating within a challenging multi-warfare joint multinational and interagency environment? Integrated. 14. What is the certification a CSG receives upon successful completion of all required certification events and signals the end of integrated phase? Major Combat Operations, Mike Charlie Oscar. 15. Which phase consists of a variety of training evolutions designed to maintain a CSG's readiness during and following deployment? Sustainment. 16. What provides the CSG staff with a mid-cycle opportunity to observe, assess, and evaluate shipboard watchstanding, warfighting, and survival proficiencies while sustaining requisite readiness levels? Ultra S. 17. How many phases does a ship's maintenance period training plan consist of? 2. 18. Dock trials, fast cruise, and what else provide the means to verify the crew is prepared to take the ship to sea? Crew certification. 19. What ensures maximum benefit is derived from limited training assets during the OFRP? CART. Charlie Alpha, Romeo Tango. 20. What is an internal ship event normally conducted during the return home from deployment? CART 1. 21. The second CART 1 event will be scheduled how many months prior to the scheduled end of RCOH and fast cruise to validate findings from the original CART 1? 12. 22. Where will WTRP shortfalls identified during CART 1 be documented? Consolidated Ships Discrepancy Log, Charlie Sierra Delta Lima. 23. Which series assists ship's force personnel to successfully prepare for and execute maintenance availabilities and provides standardized references for CVNs to plan and transition in and out of PIA or DPIA periods? CNAF Instruction 5300.3. 24. Which type of exams are a tool to assist trainers and training teams in determining whether watch standers possess the minimum competencies required to commence training? Level of Knowledge, Lima Oscar Kilo. 25. Prior to the end of FEP, all LOK exams shall have been administered and, if necessary, remediated until at least 1% of all required examinees have attained a minimum passing score. 80%. 26. Personnel assigned to the FDNF CVN are only required to pass the damage control and medical examinations once every how many months? 36. 27. Which series states that deficiencies in either material condition or state of training that affect safe operations must be corrected prior to getting underway for sea trials? OPNAV Instruction 9080.3. 28. What is a mandatory assessment of the crew's ability to take the ship to sea and deal with emergencies? Crew certification. 29. Phase 1 will normally be conducted approximately how many months prior to fast cruise? 4. 30. Phase 2 shall normally be conducted approximately how many months prior to fast cruise? 2 to 3. 31. Phase 3 shall be conducted on board the carrier just prior to fast cruise, but no earlier than how many weeks prior? 3. 32. What acts as the executive agent for the CSG in assessing and training during crew certification? ATG, Alpha Tango Golf. 33. Which type of discrepancies identified during crew certification would preclude safe operation of the ship and must be corrected prior to fast cruise? Restrictive. 34. Which type of discrepancies identified during crew certification could hinder proper operation of the ship and must be corrected prior to getting underway? Major. 35. What have the primary objectives of training the crew and determining their ability to take the ship to sea safely following a period of maintenance or non-operations? Fast cruise. 36. How many days prior to sea trials must the fast cruise be completed? 1 to 3. 37. A 5-day fast cruise period is required for CVNs completing availabilities lasting greater than how many months? 9. 38. Ships completing a maintenance upkeep or non-operational period exceeding how many days but less than 4 months shall schedule a fast cruise commensurate with the length of the maintenance upkeep or non-operational period? 60. 39. What delineates the minimum propulsion plant fast cruise requirements following an availability greater than 9 months? Echo Delta Mike. 40. What shall be conducted upon completion of all availabilities? Sea trials. 41. Which type of training is designed to ensure the crew is capable of safely performing routine at sea operations, including flight operations? Shakedown. 42. Flight deck and CATCC certifications are conducted in accordance with which series? CNAP and CNAL Instruction 3500.71. 43. What assesses the training needs of the ship and develops a training plan for the subsequent basic phase training period? CART 2. 44. The CO's ready-to-train letter and battle orders will be submitted not later than how many days prior to commencement of the CART 2 training event? 7. 45. CART 2 is conducted over a period of 5 days and consists of how many elements? 3. 46. After CART 2, the ship should have how many days to conduct deficiency rectification and build watchstander experience prior to the commencement of TSTA? 30 to 90. 47. The TSTA period will be conducted as a how-many-day underway block with the air wing embarked throughout. 25. 48. TSTA 3 is a nominal 7-day period with how many purposes? 3. 49. What will be the primary device utilized for all combat systems in port training events? BFTT, Bravo Foxtrot, Tango Tango. 50. FEP is a nominal how many day graded event at the conclusion of the TSTA portion of the underway period? 2. 51. Which FEP phase aims to test the watchstander's ability to react effectively to threats in order to successfully overcome damage and hostile action? Phase 1. 52. Which FEP phase aims to test the command and control of the ship to prioritize actions in the face of overwhelming adversity? Phase 2. 53. Which phase has the goal of bringing together the individual units to afford strike group level integrated training and operations in a challenging operational environment? Integrated. 54. What is designed to stress the CSG ability to detect, deter, and deny terrorist activities? Force Protection Exercise, Foxtrot, Papa, Echo, X-ray. 55. Which event focuses on execution of ASW, SUW, strike and AD or TBMD tactics, techniques, and procedures while validating OPTASK SUPs and pre-planned responses? FST Warfare Commander, Foxtrot Sierra Tango, Whiskey Charlie. 56. What is a 5-day test and a 3-to-5-day exercise conducted in consecutive weeks onboard fleet units using a tailored battle problem distributed from the TTG or FDNF Battle Lab? FST Group Commander, Foxtrot Sierra Tango, Golf Charlie. 57. Which event is focused on developing the carrier or air wing team into a cohesive unit and, if additional assets are available, integrating these units into the deploying CSG? Composite Training Unit Exercise, COMP2X. 58. What is designed to stress the CSG staff, carrier or air wing, and CSG units across all warfare areas? Final Battle Problem, Foxtrot Bravo Papa. 59. Combat operations efficiency is conducted by COMCAR Strike Group 15 or 4 during COMP2X for Continental United States CVNs and every how many years for the FDNF CVN. 2. 60. During which exercise will the entire CSG be assessed in its overall performance for major combat operations? Joint Task Force Exercise, Juliet Tango, Foxtrot Echo X-ray. 61. FST Juliet is normally 3 to how many days in duration? 5. 62. Which phase of training is designed to exercise units and staffs in multi-mission planning and execution to include effective interoperability in a wartime environment? Sustainment. 63. FST Sustainment is a sustainment phase event to be completed within how many days of deployment certification? 90. 64. What provides the opportunity to establish battle rhythm, communications connectivity, develop the COP, and practice link coordination while tactically executing a common mission or scenario? FST Sustainment, Foxtrot Sierra Tango, Sierra. 65. Which training event provides the opportunity to train multiple strike groups in force-level operations, establish battle rhythm, communications connectivity, development of the COP, and practice link coordination while tactically executing a common mission or scenario? FST Force, Foxtrot Sierra Tango, Foxtrot. 66. What may be required during the sustainment phase in order to sustain core skills, maintain combat operations efficiency certification, demonstrate the ability to operate as part of a joint multinational and interagency force, and ensure proficiency is maintained in all NMETs? Sustainment Exercise, SUSTEX. 67, as required during each how many month continental U.S. OFRP cycle, normally after each major deployment, the CVN will schedule an assessment of its ULT proficiency. 36. 68. What provides the CSG staff a mid-cycle opportunity to observe, assess, and evaluate shipboard watchstanding, warfighting, and survival proficiencies while sustaining requisite readiness levels? Unit-level training assessment, sustainment, ULTRA-S. 69. What are intended to assist the carrier in correcting training shortfalls by addressing specific deficiencies in warfare area proficiencies, as well as the carrier's ability to maintain personnel, management, and material readiness? Limited team trainings, Lima Tango Tangos. 70. Ships may request and schedule limited team trainings within how many months of desired training dates? 6. 71. Which system supports joint or allied exercise interoperability and provides the ITT, CVNCO, ATG, and CSG with the ability to conduct coordinated, realistic, high-stress combat system training for developing warfighting proficiency and maintaining combat readiness? Battle Force Tactical Training, Bravo Foxtrot Tango Tango. 72. Battle Force tactical training use in conducting training scenarios is mandatory. Required utilization is how many hours per month? 10. 73. What provides graduated warfare proficiency, operational mission rehearsal, and joint interoperability training on the ship's own equipment through a series of evaluated training events? Fleet Synthetic Training, Foxtrot Sierra Tango. 74. Simulators are available for instruction in and exercise of bridge resource management and special evolutions. CVNs are required to complete how many BRM per OFRP? 2. 75. Which type of training shall be conducted to ensure all U.S. Navy forces are able to communicate effectively and continue to operate safely with Western Pacific Naval Symposium member navies at sea IAW-established international laws, norms, and standards? Code for Unplanned Encounters at Sea, CUES. 76. CATCC team training is conducted during which phase of the OFRP? Maintenance. 77. What provides standard approved operating protective measures, policies, and planning tools to the CVN's commanding officers to aid in conducting unit-level training with minimal environmental impact? Protective Measures Assessment Protocol, Papa Mike Alpha Papa. 78. Which spreadsheet is used to track discrepancies identified throughout the OFRP? Consolidated Ships Discrepancy Log, Charlie Sierra, Delta Lima. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.